Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
This is Chuck. I'm coming from Opinion Research, and I'm calling you because we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
No.
Disapprove? Okay. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
They're getting away from the wrong track.
Thank you. You said it's on the right or on the wrong? I'm sorry. You said it's...
Well, it's wrong, but we're going right.
Okay. Thank you. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Depends.
Would you say you're not sure?
No, I'm sure. It just, there's many things.
Oh, in general?
Yeah, in general, it's getting better.
Thank you. Just a second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
I got interrupted by the dog.
I'm so sorry. You said let me repeat myself. I'm sorry. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Southern state?
Yeah.
Primarily, it's not.
It's not. Okay. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, poor, not sure?
It's like all of them. There's, you know, they need a lot of improvement.
Okay, so would you like, according to the options, would you say it would be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Would you say things in the local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not their school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Oppose.
Oppose. Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislation who supports education success account?
No.
Would be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Well.
Or are you much more likely or somewhat more likely?
I'm confused. I'm for strengthening public schools. Is this about a voucher program?
Oh, it's the education success account. It's the one that gives the parents a portion of the state funding used to education.
No, that's a voucher program. No, I'm opposed to that 100%.
Opposed. Okay. So would you say that, well, we're talking of like, would you be more or less likely to vote for this legislation? So you will be less likely, right? Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
I would vote against it.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
If they are not what?
don't. It's a C as in zebra, O N as in November, E as in echo. D
oh, zoned. David. Okay. Zoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because, no, they should not.
Okay. No, no, this is, we're talking like, talking about like if they should be or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for. This is not related to the legislation.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yeah.
Okay, they should. Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I'm not quite sure what you said.
Oh, let me repeat myself. Do you feel or do you think that all the students from Virginia should or should not have access to any available public school courses like math, like sports, arts, and things like that, and science and things related, I mean, any kind of course or class they choose to attend?
Well, I mean, you know, they can't attend classes that they're not, you know, they're not, I mean, everything has to build. You know, you just don't take anything you want.
Okay, anything they want. Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Well, it depends. Once again, I mean, you know, I could be for that and yet be opposed to a bill.
Okay. You will oppose, you said.
No, I said I could be opposed. I could support what you say in principle, but be opposed to a bill that the legislature tries to pass.
I see. So based only on the information I provided you, just with this statement I gave you, would you support or oppose?
Well, I can't say.
Okay.
I think.
No, sure. I click on this item, so it's totally fine. If you think you
yeah,
it's fine. I don't have an option for that. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Oh, I have the slightest idea.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Yes.
You support. Okay. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
What's the first part?
Oh, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
Oh, God. You know, all of these things go down the wrong road, you know.
Huh?
So I would say, leave the kid alone.
Okay. So would you say the school should notify the parents or they shouldn't?
No, just probably not.
Oppose. Okay. Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose? Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
You know, I don't like this survey because it doesn't mean anything. I don't know what the hell. Then you go ahead and use it. I don't want to continue this. This is crazy. Doesn't mean anything. I've been in politics all my life. These kinds of questions are used by groups to go out and, make a mess out of them.
Well, two things before you continue. We come from a neutral company. We provide information to both to every side. I mean, not just
Who is your client? Who's your client?
We are our own investigation center. We provide information to everyone because we think your voice should be heard. Every person who answers us will be a lot of help.
If this is like an evangelical group, I'm against it.
Oh, no. We are not. We are not that. Don't worry. We are not that.
So many of these questions, this is part of the culture war. I want absolutely nothing to do with this culture war thing. I want to be able to fund things that we have and strengthen the institutions we have. Forget all this other shit.
Okay. Well, actually, like I said, we're from a neutral party, but the next thing is, could you please share with me the reason why you think these questions are not, well, doesn't make you feel comfortable? Just feedback will be really useful, too.
Oh, because it's about things that, if you say one thing, you think you're saying one thing, and yet it becomes another in the hands of somebody else. I don't like that. If I could understand each one of these things, I could give you a real good answer. But I just reading a sentence, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so the options are the options for the answers are too close and don't make you feel comfortable because it doesn't give a clear perspective of what you think.
I don't know what your purpose is.
Oh, I just want to know. I mean, I'm not putting this.
No. There's a purpose behind all of this stuff.
Your feedback? No, I just want to know what makes you feel uncomfortable. I mean, you say you didn't want to.
I've told you it can, these answers could be used in any way by anybody. And, I don't want to contribute. There's a way to do things that we have established in this country, and let's build it.
I see.
And all of this stuff, it's like the voucher program. All that does is make a mess out of education.
I see.
It's not about parents' choice or anything else like that. It's about trying to destroy the public school system.
I see. So
no, I don't want to continue this. It's really too shallow for me. I've been around too long.
I see. Well, the thing is that these surveys are familiar with the current events and the things that people are
concerned
about.
Yeah, I understand
about.
That. No, but
I'm so sorry
ahead.
That made you feel uncomfortable. That was not a
No,
reaction.
You do. It's awful. It's awful. It's not good in my eyes.
I understand. I understand if you don't want to continue. I also understand that the thing is that we ask about these things because we think these things should be addressed, and we question or we ask about this because we think that everyone has an opinion. And if you don't feel comfortable, like you said,
what you're trying to do is to create a movement of some kind. These are not normally questions that you would ask an ordinary citizen. These are questions that are designed for a certain reason. And, it all sounds like culture war crap.
I see. Well, like I said, we just want to know what everyone thinks and just to
I know, and then once you mobilize it, you know, then you weaponize it.
Okay, I understand what's your position. It's fine. I mean, if you prefer not to continue, I mean, this is just one.
Well, that's
the
what this whole last governor's election was all about, was weaponizing certain things about education. And it was a false thing all the way through it. Now, Terry McAuliffe was a bad candidate, but Glenn Youngkin is worse.
I see. Okay. Okay, sir, so I get your position. So if you prefer not to continue,
I mean, just erase all of it. Just take me out of this thing.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you for taking my call. Have a nice day, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.